It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back here on a Wednesday afternoon. Dennis Stuckey Show. The Robinson Tennis Tournament is celebrating 60 years this year. The tournament runs from August the 1st through the 6th. There's a special day on Monday, July 31st as well. And here to talk about all of that is Steve Pilon. Steve, welcome to the program and thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks for having me, Dennis.
Let's start with the 31st of July because you've got a special day planned and somebody special coming in to help you out with that.
Yeah, to kick off the event, we have Luke Jensen is coming in. He's a former Grand Slam champion. He won with his brother. They won the French Open title, doubles title, and he's a Michigan native, and he's going to come in and do clinics for all the Robinson participants. It's part of their entry throughout the day, and then he's going to do an exhibition match with three of our top junior players are going to get to play with him. So he's going to kind of launch off the tournament for us.
Well, that's pretty exciting. He should enter the Open.
Yeah, he should. I think he's a pretty busy guy though. So, but he we're really, really looking forward to him. He also does like a lot of commentary for ESPN and goes around and does a lot of stuff promoting the game of tennis, and he's just super, super enthusiastic, loves the game, loves, you know, supporting. So when we asked him, he really worked his schedule with us to come and do it. He's really excited. So it's going to be a good time.
You mentioned it's part of the entry fee. What's the cutoff date to get into the Robinson?
July 28th is the cutoff. That evening, and so we've got like two and a half weeks left, I think, before the cutoff, something like that, 2 weeks.
Okay, and you don't have a particular number that you're looking for. The more the merrier, right?
The more the merrier. Yeah, last year we had 255 participants in the actual tournament, and then we have a kids' day play day, 10 and unders that aren't ready to play yet, but they came out and we had over 50 of them. So we're hoping to beat that number this year would be the goal. But yeah, the more the merrier. We'd like to have the courts filled and people watching and more camaraderie. So,
you know, for a few years, you guys were kind of searching for the right week to play this event. So you had it in July. You had it in August, and the issue really was trying to find a way to fit it in between all the other tournaments that competitive players compete in throughout the summer, so that you could get them to the Robinson.
Yeah, the major issue is a lot of our adult players, which we didn't have like 20 years ago. There's USTA travel teams. So, like all of our adult players, they play against different clubs in Southeast Michigan, and they travel around throughout the summer and play different their levels and stuff. And so they, and then if they advance, they can advance to the district finals and then to the Midwest Championships, and it kind of runs into the Robinson that first weekend in August. There's usually a conflict with some of our teams. So we tried kind of bouncing it around, and it didn't really feel right to do it in July. And so we're back to trying to make it like the first weekend in August. And even though we still are going to have a conflict here and there, we're going to try to work around those competitive players so they can do both. They can play in the districts for their travel teams, and they can also play in the Robinson.
What age group is the group that you think is the strongest right now in our area? I know we have a lot of good high school programs around St. Clair County and Sanilac County. Is that the age group where this game is really booming right now?
Yeah, we do have a lot of top top junior players, like you said, the high schools in the area, you know, a lot of them are having success at the state level, you know, finishing, I think St. Clair and Northern were both like 7-8 in the state this year. And so, yeah, the high school level is definitely really competitive. And we have a few, like, you know, younger juniors as well, 14 and under, that are really talented players that are not in high school yet, but they're out competing on their own individually in like the Midwest section and nationally as well. So there's a lot of good players, and even in our adults, you know, like I mentioned, we have a lot of strong players that used to play college tennis that still play and play travel teams, and you know, are still sharp with their games. So up and down the board, you know, there's tough players in every age group.
Well, there was about a two-decade stretch there when Mr. Johnson would win the Open tournament for the men's every year. Do we have a dominant player these days?
Oh, well, I guess it used to be me until last year when Franklin Brozovic won last year, and he's going to be a sophomore at Valparaiso this year. He unfortunately looks like he's not going to be able to play, but there's him and Chris Adams, who's a very talented player. He's going to play at Ball State this coming year. He'll be a freshman. But there's not really, you know, and I don't know if either of those guys are going to be able to play, because Chris might be playing in a national tournament this year. But it's a toss up right now. You know, there's not a Glenn Johnson run away with it every year. So it'll be competitive.
Well, that's always a good thing. For you, when did you realize, A, that you liked playing tennis, and B, that you were good at it?
Oh, gosh. You know, my earliest memories are back in the tennis house growing up here, when my mom would play in leagues. I'd be up in the lobby, and whoever was working the desk would be rolling balls to me, and you know, then I'd go down and hit against the wall down there by myself, and I was hooked, you know, I think right away. You know, I'd find a wall, hit against my garage, and just play as much as I could. So I was hooked, you know, at a super young age. And I don't know, you know, I mean, when I was getting near 10, I mean, I was playing competitive tournaments, and you know, started playing up age groups in the Robinson, so to get a more of a challenge. So I guess, you know, around there, I knew that I liked the sport, and I was pretty good at the sport as well.
I don't know that everybody appreciates what a demanding sport tennis actually is. I mean, there's a lot involved in it. It's, okay, the obvious things, hand-eye coordination, but there's a certain amount of strength. There's tons of endurance. I mean, you're running all over the court. It's crazy. I've tried. And when I was younger, I was an okay athlete. I could never play tennis. It's hard.
It is difficult. You know, I mean, the toughest thing is if you haven't played like a hand-eye, you know, baseball or golf or something like that, and you try to pick it up as an adult, it can be a little frustrating at first, you know, because it is the hand-eye coordination, reading the ball, reading the bounce, trying to get yourself into position, you know, it can be challenging. And then, like you said, if you watch the pros, you know, if you watch Wimbledon going on right now, I mean, the pro tennis players are some of the most physically fit athletes out of any sport. You know, they have to have the endurance, they have to have speed, they have to have the strength. I mean, you see how hard those guys are. Some of them are serving 140 miles an hour, you know. It definitely, at the elite level, I mean, it's a total package, a combination of all of those things. So it can be a tough sport, but, you know, it's a sport you can play for a lifetime.
A lot of sports, you know, hockey has gone from wood sticks to all the different things that they use now. Golf is another sport where if you're a bad player, they'll build you a club that'll work with your bad swing. What about tennis? I mean, I know it's basically the racket and the ball, but I've got to assume that technology has advanced and the tennis rackets are better than they were, say, even 10 years ago.
Of course. I mean, the obviously using a wood racket with a really small sweet spot and not much forgiveness was definitely not easy. The technology has made the sweet spot bigger, so you have an off-center hit. You're still going to get some power and control with it. They're much lighter. So as, you know, maybe you age and you're getting a little bit weaker, you know, you can still swing the racket with some speed and be able to hit the ball well. And really the biggest jump right now is the strings. The strings are changing the game. You know, the guys can put more spin, more power. They can just swing away and, you know, the ball will stay in. You know, some of the strings, like you feel them, it almost feels kind of like barbed wire on there. The ball will kind of almost grab and create a lot of spin to it. So that's the biggest technology that's helping the game right now.
Wow. See, there's a lot more to it than just sitting there in shorts and whacking a ball over a net at each other. It really is. I marvel at watching, especially players who are good at it. I marvel at it.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun to watch. And, you know, I encourage everybody, like I said, it's a sport for a lifetime. You know, you can come out and just, you need one other person, or you had just a backboard, but really just one other person, a couple balls and a racket, and, you know, you can go get a good workout and have some fun.
All right. If we've got some tennis players out there who are interested in getting involved in the tournament and they're not in yet, what do they have to do? Who do they have to call? Where do they have to go?
Well, the best would be to go to the Tennis House website, which is phtennishouse.com, and then you can find the Robinson tournament under our tournament link. And everything that you could want to know is on there. You could also call the Tennis House. They'll direct you to me. You can email me as well. And, you know, we have this year we have a mixer division for maybe some people that want to participate in the 60th, but feel like they don't want to play a Glenn Johnson in the first round and get their butt kicked. So they can come out and participate and just play an 8-game pro set. So if anybody's out there that maybe hasn't played in a while and just wants to be a part of it and play with everybody, that would be a good spot to start. But definitely check out the website or call the Tennis House at 987-6868.
Perfect. And they've got age groups from 10 and under all the way up to 60-plus. So there's something for everybody in the Robinson Tennis Tournament.
Exactly. Yep. We'll find a spot for you.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for doing this.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Dennis.
Good luck with the tournament, and anytime you want to come on, feel free. We've always got an open door here.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. We will take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. It's Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.